Certainly a joy to be here this evening. Appreciate the opportunity the Lord's give to us together in at the Lord's house. We covet your prayers and need them for a little while. As we stand to do that, we feel the Lord has laid on our heart and our mind. Brother Bruce said, Brother Randy asked us Sunday if I was going to be here, if I would I stand. And I told him I'd try my best to do that. God, a bit of our hearts to do as we gather in this way. This afternoon, and you just bear with us and pray for us for a few minutes. We might be able to deliver that's on our mind. Got a thought, I'll be honest with you, and don't know exactly how it's going to go or how it needs to go. I'm just going to trust in the Lord that he'll help me make it through that's on our mind. If you got your Bibles, want to turn to the 14th chapter of St. John. Now, I know that this was where we was at in Sunday school this past Sunday, and we was on another topic from this chapter, not altogether the thought or from the place of which I will take my thought from this evening, but in studying for the Sunday school lesson, I ran across this, and the Lord spoke to us and thought come our way, and I just sort of left it. But then after Sunday school, when we got back upstairs this past Sunday, the thought come back and I had to pick up my Bible and do a little looking and reading and searching. And don't know. I don't know that I've ever preached on anything around this particular scripture. But nevertheless, this is what I've got. If you got your Bibles, I said, turn to the 14th chapter of St. John. Start reading with me at the 8th verse. I don't know how far down we'll read until we feel like we need to stop. It said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it will suffice us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that live in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe of me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and a greater work than these shall he do before I go unto the Father. Now I'm going to stop reading right there. You can go on and read the remainders of the chapter this afternoon, and you just pray right in my heart. I said I don't know altogether what it is that the Lord would have us deliver from this, but we'll go back to the 11th verse. This scene, he said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake this evening. Now that's the thought, or that's the reading this afternoon, and what touched me, or what got my attention was the right last phrase of the 11th verse there. He said, or else believe me for the very work's sake this evening. Now, Philip, in this time of hour, was questioning the Son and the Father and the unity or the Trinity thereof. And Jesus told him, said, look, I am the Father and the Father is me this evening. And we are working together this afternoon. And if you've seen me, you ought to have seen the Father this evening. You ought to have recognized the Father, because I, and not in this particular scripture, but in another scripture, He said, but I came to fulfill the will of the Father. I came to do that which the Father beckoned me to do. The thought that's on my mind this evening is this right here. What is your work showing this evening, my friend? What is the evidence of the work that you put forth? The light or the word this evening may not be able to reach a person this afternoon. Sometimes because of this or that, the word don't get there, or you don't quite understand it this afternoon. But the work of which you do, and that not of your own self, but the work of the Father this evening. My friend, listen, Jesus this afternoon was not doing or did not come into this world this evening to create or to perform that of which his own will would be this evening, my friend. But he came to perform the will of the Father, to work the work that the Father had him to work in and to work on this evening, my friend. He came to do the work, and I'm persuaded to believe that as while he was here, he done those works this afternoon. And he traveled in an aspect or in a process this evening, my friend, that his works manifested that he was from the Father this afternoon. You can go back over into the third chapter of St. John this evening. Nicodemus, you know as well, and can go back over and read it this afternoon. When he came to him by night, he said to him, he said, we know that thou art a prophet this evening, because man could have not done the works that you do except the Father be with him, or the Spirit be with him this evening, my friend. You could have not done the manifestation that you are doing of the will of the Father without having been of the Father this afternoon. He told the men there when John was in the prison there, and he said to his disciples, go over and ask him if he is the one that is to come, or should we look for another? Jesus told them men that he said unto them, said, you go tell John that the lame walketh, the blind see, the dumb speaketh, and the poor has the gospel preached unto them. I am doing the will of the Father this afternoon, my friend. I am here for one purpose and one cause and one reason, not to be glorified or to be lifted up, so to say, this evening, not to be recognized this afternoon as the king of the king of the worldly king, but to do the will of the Father, to work in the aspect of which the Father has set out to me to accomplish this afternoon, and that being the simple plan of salvation. He said, I came not to he said, I came but for seeking to save that was lost. He said he had one thing to accomplish this evening. He had one purpose of mine in coming to this world this evening, my friend, was to do the will of the Father, to set up a simple plan known as salvation to you and I this evening, my friend. Listen, we ought to be able, James said in his writings, not to be hearers of the word only, but to be doers of the word this afternoon. Therefore, we ought to be manifesting in our lifestyles and in our walk this evening the works of the Father this evening. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments this evening. Serve me and worship me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength this afternoon. Do that is bidden of you to do. Walk in the fullness thereof. We can glorify and we can take note too. Abraham this evening, my friend, and those of those days that as they went about, and the Father give unto them a work this evening, my friend, that they stayed faithfully unto that work this evening. As he told Abraham, said, come you out from among your kindred this evening, my friend, and I'll show you a land that you will receive this evening. You know the scriptures. Abraham went out and the Lord set him up and told him to look all the way around. He said, all that you see will be yours this afternoon, my friend. And Abraham began begin in the work that the Lord had for him to do. This whom would become the father of faith. This afternoon, him whom would be setting in the tent's door when they were three angels. This evening, my friend, that would come his way and talk to him and would tell him that he was going to have a son this afternoon. I'm not going into all of it. You know what happened and what took place this evening. Him being 100 this afternoon. Sarah being past the age of a woman this evening, my friend. Yet because the word of the Lord said that Abraham expected and worked this evening, my friend, in the admiration that God said it and he'll do it this afternoon. And I'm going to hang in with him and see the outcome of the matter. And as you well know, Isaac was born unto him this evening, my friend. Then also, but did the Lord come to him and say unto him, Abraham, I want you to take Isaac over here to this place. I want you to sacrifice him this evening, my friend. Abraham, I'm persuaded to believe, no doubt, maybe even questioned the Lord in a moment of time this evening, yet he took him faithfully to the mount which the Lord would show him this evening. And there he would take him up the mountainside. Isaac would say to him, Father Abraham, we have the wood, we have the fire, but where's the sacrifice? Abraham said, God will provide for himself a lamb this evening. How could he say that? I believe the Lord had showed him a work. His work this evening, my friend. Though he didn't know the outcome altogether, he still walked the walk this afternoon. Not only did he talk the talk, but he walked the walk this evening, my friend. Listen, I've heard people say, I can't believe you because I hear what you say, and the works don't manifest up to it. If we do the works of the Father, it'll manifest up to the speaking of the heart this evening, my friend, that we are of the Father and he is of us. This afternoon, listen, Abraham, you know this this evening, my friend, but it's all I got this afternoon. He said there, he said, else believe because of the very works' sake this evening, my friend. You know why I can say or even manifest that Abraham is the father of faith? Because he done the works of the Father this evening. He followed the obedience of the Father. You can fall back even as far as Noah this afternoon when that the Lord came to him this evening in the moment of time in which he came forth and said unto him, it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights this evening, my friend. You prepare an ark for the saving of your household this afternoon. Listen, you know why I can rejoice in Noah this, because he worked the work. He followed the very works this evening that the Father said for him to do. Went to the preparation or to the preparing of the ark this evening, my friend. Doing as the Lord told him to do. Building it by the example or the pattern this evening, my friend, that was laid out for him to build it by this afternoon. You want your works to glorify the Father? Do the patterns of the Father this evening, my friend. Walk in the walks of the Father or the works of the Father this evening. Love thy neighbor. First of all, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy strength, and all thy might. And have no other gods before me. The second in liking unto it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. On these hang all all the law and the prophecy. It's a hard, preacher, to do the things God wants done. It's not hard when you come obedient, and you let the Spirit do the drawing. He goes on down in the 14th chapter here, and he talks to them and tells them of the comforter that was going to be coming this evening, and the Spirit that was going to be there to direct them in the walk to the Father this afternoon. You know the way I can walk, and you can walk in the works of the Father, to be led by the Spirit, to let the Comforter that abides within you do the guidance and the directions. This old outly man, yes, questions sometimes. Yes, say, why don't we get somebody else? This evening, yes, why? Should I be the one that has to be the bad guy, so to say, this afternoon? But I'll say this in all due respect. If it's you that God is speaking to, and it's you that He is telling you to do this work, you're better off to get up and do the work this evening, irregardless of what others think this afternoon, irregardless of what others feel this evening. My friend, if it abide in the Word, and it is of the Word, then it's going to work out in the end this afternoon. You know Joseph this evening in his time of working the works of the Lord this afternoon, after having the dreams that he dreamed. I'm just hitting the high spots, I guess, this evening, my friend. Believe for the work's sake, this evening, my friend. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for the work's sake of Christ, this evening, my friend, for his obedience, going to the cross, going to the grave, resurrection on the third day, descending back to the Father, and sending back the Holy Ghost, this evening, my friend. That's what got me born again this afternoon. That's what put me in a position that I can declare that I am of the Father this evening, my friend. Having accepted the Son of God, having trusted in Him as the Savior, listen, He has set forth the work this afternoon. What we need to do is to trust in the work that He has set forth. Not change it, not deviate from it, not walk away from it, not better it because of man's wills or desire, but to follow it in the fullness of the Word of God this evening, my friend. Well, preacher, that cuts me in some pretty nice places sometimes. Yes, it does. This evening, my friend. But I'm persuaded to believe that if you'll follow in those works and in those words, it'll be well worth all the ridiculing and all the persecution this evening that might come your way. And the blessings will be great this evening. Joseph, this afternoon, having dreamed the dreams that he dreamed this evening, may have not known how it was all going to come into effect this afternoon, to work out just what God was wanting worked out this evening, my friend. But he went, if you'll excuse the expression, he went with the flow of the works of the Father this evening, my friend. Yes, it took getting put in a pit. Yes, it getting took sold. Yes, it took getting carried down into Egypt this evening, my friend. Yes, it took being put into bondage and being put into prison this afternoon, forsaken by his own brothers this evening, my friend. Yet he was willing to believe for the work's sake this evening, my friend, to just carry on in what the works of the Father, this afternoon. Preacher, that's under the Old Testament. Well, the works of the Father started in Genesis, when He created man from the dust of the earth, and man lay there lifeless, but He breathed to him in the nostril the breath of life, and he became a living soul. This evening, my friend, listen, the works of God is what created the beauty in what we see, as you well know. This afternoon, the works of God is what giveth you the opportunity that when the Spirit came by and made acknowledgement to you that you was lost and undone in your sins, this evening, my friend, you're dying and going to hell or to the lake of fire this afternoon, but yet you had the right to believe on a man called Jesus for the saving of your soul this evening, my friend. Yes, for the very work's sake this afternoon, that Christ worked the good works of these. He worked the works of the Father. He even said here, said, that I speak, I don't speak of myself. I speak of the Father this evening, my friend. If your soul have it, I wish no edification for myself. I wish no praise or honor, though He was due all that. This evening, my friend, He was just willing to do the works of the Father. This, yes, I know that when He went to the garden, and I know I'm bouncing from here to there, and I can't help it. I'm just trying to stay up with it as it comes to my mind. This evening, my friend, even though when He went to the garden, He prayed, Father, not my will, but Thy will be done. Let this cup pass from me, if it be Thy will, but not my will, but Thy will be done. I came to fulfill the works in which You sent me to work. This evening, my friend, and that's just exactly what He done. This afternoon, as well as you know, when He hung there on the cross, this evening, my friend, He said, it's finished. It's finished. Now, the plan of salvation was not finished at that point, but His part of the plan of salvation was finished. He had provided or come in the body, in the flesh. He had walked the walk. He had done all that the Father asked of Him to do at that moment of time. This, the rest of it was left up to the Father in fulfilling the whole work. He said, "Glory, Father, glorify Thy Son as He once was glorified this afternoon with Thee." This, He did that. The Father did that this afternoon. I don't know. This evening, my friend, I've heard others say, I don't know altogether this afternoon, but that when He went to the cross, the Father had to turn His back this afternoon. My friend, even the Lord Himself had the opportunity or had the right to have called a legion of angels to deliver Him this evening, my friend, yet not because that He wanted to or knew that He could, but He wanted to perform the works that He was sent to perform. So He did not call those legions of angels, but He hung there. He said, "It's finished." This evening, my friend, they took Him down off the cross. They placed Him in the tomb. This evening, my friend, they made that tomb as secure as they could make it by rolling a stone in on the door, putting men there to guard it. This evening, my friend, yet the work of the Father went on regardless of men's doings this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. He was there. There. But He arose on the third day, just like He said He would. He went back and sat down by the right hand of God, from which He come from. This evening, my friend, He sent back that Comforter this evening on the day of Pentecost, as you well know, this evening. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and many souls saved this evening after that. went into the Gentiles and began to preach unto the Gentiles this evening. That was those that the Lord said earlier in His walk, that I have a sheep, not of this fold, this evening, my friend. That was the sheep He was speaking of when He told the disciples that this afternoon. And He worked all of the work that the Father had ever been to work. Listen, I'm persuaded to believe that as well as He and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all those of old, go over to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews this evening, my friend, and you can read of several Moses and others this afternoon that God mentions there. And then He gets down into the latter part of the sermon. He said, and I ain't got time to tell you about these this evening, my friend. But you know why they are so wonderful in our aspect or in our hearts and minds this evening, my friend? Because they believe for the work's sake. They stayed obedient to God. They stayed faithful to God. They stayed faithful to what's the right word this evening, my friend? They stayed faithful to the position which God positioned them in this afternoon. They stayed true in their moment or in their time to fulfill the work that He had set out to work this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. To do exactly what He bid their hearts to do. Was it easy? Not always. This evening, my friend, they went through some hardships. They went through some trials. This as you well know. But yet they hung in there for the work's sake, not for the glory or the honor of their own self. This evening, my friend. I'll be honest with you, and I'll tell you this. This evening, my friend, I don't go around wearing a badge on me. I don't go around telling everybody I'm a Christian. I don't go around telling everybody I'm a preacher. This evening, my friend, if my works don't manifest it, then I don't need to even open my mouth this afternoon. And my works is not my work, crafting over, but the work of the Father that He has put within me this evening. To do what? To do the will of the Father this afternoon. To walk in the admiration of the Word of God, led of the Spirit, to do that beckoned of me to do as a Christian this evening, my friend. Randy preached this a few days ago. They was first called Christians at Antioch this afternoon. To be a Christian is to be Christ-like. To be Christ-like, you got to do the works of the Father. You got to walk in the walks of the Father this evening, my friend. In the aspect that I am willing to do what you bid of my heart to do in the journey and the long life's way. Jesus told Philip, said, look, if you can't believe what I'm saying to you, at least believe for the very work's sake this afternoon that I and the Father am one this evening. I am the Father and He is me this afternoon. We're in this together this evening, my friend. We're working together to accomplish a simple plan of salvation that all men could come and be saved this afternoon. Yeah, it took a while and it took a journey, but He's willing to go all the way this evening. He was willing to go all the way this afternoon to fulfill, if you'll let me say that, the works that God had set into to plan or into action this evening, my friend. And it would be to your benefit, to my benefit as Christians, to continue to work in the work of the Father. To do as the Father would have of us to do this evening. To be a light that setteth on the hillside this afternoon. I understand and I know that everybody will and is giving account of their own self this evening. But my prayer is that as I go down this journey and as I walk before this world, and even before you this evening, even before my children and my wife, I want my life to manifest that the works of God is within my life. And that's what I'm working on. That's what I'm working toward. That's what I'm working in this afternoon. That is the most greatest thing that I believe that we can leave behind this evening. We sang that song, "What Will I Leave Behind?" What will I leave behind this evening? We must often think of the wealth or land or this or that or whatever, the things of this world this evening. But the greatest thing that we could leave behind is a walk of a Christian life. And let that be manifested. Let it be glorified. Why does Brother Thurman Hightower mean so much to a lot of us? Why does Clinton Lunsford mean so much to a lot of us? Why does J.O. Jarrett mean a lot? You may not know J.O. I'm going to say him for my sake, okay? Means so much to me this evening, my friend. Even after their death and their departure, because the works that they followed in working in God's will this evening, my friend, manifested to me that they were what they said they was. And they believed what they said they believed. And they walked in what they said they believed this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I want to leave behind this afternoon. If anything were to be said, I would hope and pray that people would say, he was a man of God that walked in the works of God and followed after the Spirit of God this evening, my friend. That means a great deal. Were they will or not, I don't know this evening, my friend. I hope they do. I hope I've walked that walk. I hope I've worked that work this evening. And that's not in me. I know the Scripture, Brother Steve. We're not saved by works. We're saved by grace this evening. But I believe if we're saved, we are saved unto works. To work the work sake that it might manifest to others that we are what we say we are this afternoon. Well, preacher, I don't care whether they believe it or not. Well, how you walk is what they're going to believe. You can tell me all day long what you are and what you ain't. But I can watch your lifestyle and tell you what you are, what you ain't this evening, my friend. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that I don't have to question this afternoon. Been a joy to be here this evening. I hope you got something from the thought. For else, for the work's sake. I didn't know how that was going. But I do know that we can work the works of the Father through the leadership of the Holy Spirit this evening, through the Comforter and the Guide. Anybody with anything?